Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me this week I've got Ariette. How you doing, Ariette?
I'm doing good. It's been a boring week on days, I have to say. So this will probably go fast.
I don't know, because I have a lot to say, and not a lot of it is very good.
We'll see.
So we'll see.
I don't have a lot, so.
We have no news, so we can just jump right into our headlines. And first things first, Chad gets Xander to fire Everett, who blames it on Gwen. Everett doesn't accept his termination and calls Gwen for answers. I actually didn't mind this. I actually don't mind Chad pulling the strings to get Everett fired because Everett is very clearly violating boundaries. Stephanie is very clearly okay with him violating boundaries. So I'm okay with this.
I don't trust the guy.
Oh, you shouldn't, because that engagement ring that he
That,
claimed was for Stephanie is Jada's ring.
That's exactly the vibe I got watching that. I was like, that is not your ring, baby.
Hell,
That is, that is.
If you go back to the Day of Days promo where they show the picture of Jada and him together, she's literally wearing that ring in that picture.
I didn't pick up on that. Like I saw the picture, but I did it. I always obviously know they were married and stuff, but I didn't pick up on the ring. Oh my God.
Yeah, a couple other Eagle Eyes Days fans in Soap Twitter did, which, because that is our brand. And So it's
Course.
like any sort of like, is he a creep? Isn't he a creep? Went out the window the minute I saw that.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait and like I'm curious to see what his explanation is for Jada, but supposedly being in a coma. Like something is up.
Also need to know like timelines of everything, because again, the timeline is very confusing. Because did Stephanie come immediately to Salem after being ghosted? Which, I'm sorry for saying that word. We hate that word, but it needed to be said.
Ghost of our ghosts of our lives.
Seriously.
This is what the show should be called, like, because every time she airs, we're gonna hear about her being ghosted. Like, yes, we get it. You were ghosted. Next. Like, yeah.
It's just the timing of said ghosting is where I'm a little confused, because if she came to Salem immediately after being ghosted, then Jada was already here for a few months.
I thought they came around the same time. No, they did not.
I
Jada
think
came in July.
Jada came in July and she hit in August.
Okay, that's only a month.
That's only a month, so I'm like trying to figure out the timeline here.
It's going to be something very convoluted. I just have a feeling. But I guess we'll see. I'm starting to suspect that he either has a DID or some type of multiple persona or personalities, because it doesn't add up to me. I need a timeline for it to make sense.
Also think he's going to be the one that burns the house down.
Ooh,
Just a weird vibe I get, because like he just now I know they said that Doug let him in, and we didn't see that for obvious, like when he was at the Horton house the week of Thanksgiving, they said that Doug let him in. But when he was just standing in that dining room, I got so creeped out.
You know what? I think he's gonna find out Chad is behind this and trying to set Chad up somehow for.
Yeah, because it's very clear that like Everett called Gwen. Gwen is going to be like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, because Xander's an idiot and decided to blame her. And so when he finds out the truth, he's going to go running to Stephanie, because we saw in the promo for this coming week that Stephanie is moving home with Steve and Kayla.
Yeah.
So she and Chad implode, and I'm guessing the fact that he had Everett fired is what triggers the implosion.
She's gonna find out that fast, boo.
I'm
I'm like,
okay with it, to be honest, only because, like, at this point, I need them to have the very honest conversation that y'all don't like each other. Y'all don't like each other. Y'all don't trust each other.
Y'all
The
just are not compatible.
And like just put each other out of your misery and us by extension, please.
Yeah, they're so
Because
miserable together, and it's just exhausting to watch.
and I actually, like I said, I don't mind Chad doing this because I completely understand his motivations.
This
I just
feels
need.
more in character for Chad. I don't like the reasoning for it. I don't like that Stephanie is what triggered it, but I don't mind him doing it at all. Like, it makes sense.
It
Like,
makes complete.
I think he should like own the paper now, because it never made sense for Xander and Gwen to be owning the paper, but I want Chad to like get it back. Like, it could be an interesting. I don't want him to work for Stephanie. I hate that. Like, it not because of like I don't care for Stephanie right now. I just don't. It's boring. Like,
Chad never needed to work for Stephanie. Chad could have done his own thing and done whatever he wanted forever ago. They literally had them working together to throw them together. That was the only reason.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling it.
And I think too, like, I don't necessarily want Xander out of the paper because I like him having a legit job. Because that will leave him hopefully to not fuck anything else up with Sarah down the line. So he can stay in the spectator. I don't care. I'm good with Chad and Xander kind of working together because I really did like the dynamic of them in their
Same.
scenes. I'm like, man, Paul and Billy are having so much fun with this. And I kind of like Chad doing underhanded things when the underhanded things make sense. And I think he sees the red flags with Everett. He sees the red flags in how Stephanie is reacting to him. And he's doing what he needs to do. Is it right? No. Is it understandable and entertaining? Yes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm definitely not into this story at all. Like, I don't care. But Chad, like, doing this is the only interesting part. Like, the
Yeah.
only interesting part.
And I will say I am intrigued by Everett. Stephanie is the one that's annoying me in this entire thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, she blatantly flirts with Everett every time she talks to him. And it's just like you're supposed to be in a committed relationship with another person, and you're flirting and giving googly eyes to your ex.
Make it make sense.
Now, at least she owns that she likes the attention. I will give her credit there. She's at least owning that. But given how Chad and Stephanie started, I totally understand why he's freaking out.
Yeah. I'm just.
Because he was in Everett's position and he got chosen.
Yeah, I can see why he. I mean, overall, this relationship is in a stable place, even without Garrett in the picture. Because where did
Yeah,
they?
they were not on stable ground when Everett showed up, which only allowed Everett to sort of take advantage of the distance that was already there.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot about other things to say about the story. It just, I am ready for them to move on.
Same, and I'm ready for Jada to enter the chat here. So we can get a bigger picture on whoever it is and what the timeline of events were, because I am confused as all hell and I need clarity.
Same.
Shall we move on to our next headline?
Let's go.
Holly is still crushing on Johnny, and Johnny remains clueless. Chanel can see it, though, and then Tate distracts Chanel so Holly can spend some time with Johnny. Oh, God. Johnny is
So
basically Austin.
clueless.
He's basically this generation's Austin DeMera and Austin DeMera. Good God, Austin Reed.
You were about to say it the first time. I was like, who's Austin DeMera? Oh.
I was like, "What? My brain is all scrambled." I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, he's pretty, but clueless as
Lewis.
fuck.
It's just like
And Johnny is dumb.
so dumb. I mean, I'm glad Chanel can see it.
Yeah, like at least someone sees it. Why? There, I don't know.
I did
Chanel
not.
and you
Chanel and
see.
Johnny didn't need this. Chanel and Johnny are barely back together. They're barely on solid ground, and you're going to give them an interloper that they did not need.
And
We.
it's so convoluted. Like,
It.
we don't know. We know Holly, obviously. We don't know who she is. Does that make sense?
No,
Like,
exactly. Like, Holly is basically, even though she's a character that's existed since 2017 or 2016,
Holly as a teen.
Holly
That's.
as a teen is brand new. We have no idea what her personality is because Holly has basically been the child in the shadows for the entire time of her existence. We barely saw her. So we don't know what kind of a kid she is. So this is your chance to kind of create a blank canvas and make your own character.
Yeah,
And you're gonna basically give Nicole Sammy 2.0, which because of the Nicole Sammy dynamic, I get why that's interesting. But there are, if you want to basically make her a baby Sammy, Johnny was not the person to do that with.
it just. This story for me, it's I like Holly, I like Chanel, I like Tate.
And the thing is, I like Holly away from this story
Yeah,
because
same.
and we'll talk about what else she was doing this week a little bit later, but Holly away from the story is great. That Holly I like. Holly with Tate I enjoy. And I can kind of dig Holly and Tate kind of being Sammy and Lucas and scheming to get what they want. It's just the fact that what she wants is to separate Chanel and Johnny makes no sense. Now,
No sense at all. And I'm just over here like, over Johnny, please. Dude.
it would actually make more sense if the person she was kind of crushing on is Tate. But Tate had a girlfriend, so Tate had no interest. Because at least Holly and Tate could have kind of grown up around each other because of the Nicole Brady friendship.
I'm just like I'm grasping for words because Johnny is dull as fuck. Like he's just there. He has no personality aside from movies. Like, ma'am, what is so amazing about Johnny? I'm trying to find it because he has no personality. He is a one-dimensional type of character. I mean, granted, that is writing, and they're not writing for Johnny and Chanel as a pairing, as individuals, but at least Chanel has a personality. Johnny
That's
had.
mainly because of Raven.
Yeah. They haven't done a whole lot of work for her character either. But at least she has some personality. Johnny, oh my God, who is he? Like he has been on the show for 2 years, and all we know is that he was making movie or wanted to make movies, blah, blah, blah. That's it. Who is this guy supposed to be? I don't know. Y'all let me know, please, in the comments. Respond. Annie, please, if you're listening to this, or you will be listening to this, obviously, let me know who is Johnny supposed to be? Because I have no clue. He has been around for 2 years and he has no purpose.
They keep throwing woman and girl after woman and girl after him, and it's not necessary. I'm like, I am totally good with him and Chanel being together. I like them, but they don't need angst. We need to actually see them together.
It's so frustrating because, like, I saw a spark between Johnny and Chanel 2 years ago. I don't anymore because they're kind of boring to me, but I can see the issue here. They're not written for. I'm not a shipper, but still, they're not written for. They're throwing tropes at them, or maybe not just
They're
tropes
not
per
even throwing
se.
tropes at them. They're literally just throwing scenes at them.
Yeah. And it does not make, like, for an interesting story. Like, it's just throwing scenes at them, and they, especially Chanel, deserves better. I'm so bored with Johnny, whatever. But Chanel, and, like, they're not even investing in them, and they're just, I don't know what their purpose is, like. Or what his purpose is, but I don't know what the show is trying to do here. Like, are you gonna invest in them, or are they just floating around for Holly to be the main character? Which it seems like, because it doesn't seem like it's a story for them. It seems like they're on whenever Holly is on, if that makes sense. Like,
Yeah, it's
they're used for plot and not for.
kind of it's weird. They're in a place where Eric and Nicole were in 2020, if you think about it. Like, because
But to their defense, I'm not a big Eric Cole fan anymore. Eric Cole was a stat an established ship, so you know who they were, even if, like, Eric currently is not,
right.
like, homosexual, as Dylan likes to call him. Like, Eric is another person who's doing nothing. Yeah, he has adopted a baby, blah blah blah. We'll get into that. But he still has no, like, job, no hobbies, nothing. He's just existing. But, like, at least they had established personalities. They have established a ship in some way or another, even if you're a shipper or not. They haven't done a lot of work with Johnny and Chanel. They have fans. I'm not de
Yeah.
denying that. Like,
They have
fans.
fans and they have chemistry, but they don't have the foundation to be supporting other stories right now. They
Yeah.
need to be leading stories. And you have fans all over Twitter screaming for it. Because
I'm not
this
a
should
fan,
be.
but, like, I can see why fans are expecting more, because I guess they deserve more. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to be a fan because I think they did Chanel and Ali dirty. But again, I can see why fans are mad.
Because honestly, Chanel's had no story, because even the stuff that came out in regards to what happened when she was in college, that was more as a stepping stone to introduce Sloane and to tell us and to give Paulina more to do than to actually be a story about her coming to terms with what she did
None
or
of
what she
Chanel's
went
stories
through.
have even been about Chanel.
And it's just frustrating because like we love her and we want so much more for her than what the show is currently doing. And we want more for Johnny and Chanel. Like their story should be reconnecting right now
It's a pattern, though. Like,
when they don't actually truly know each other because they never actually got a chance to fully be together.
yeah. I mean, it is a pattern, though, because every time, like, there's a black character involved, a character of a color, they're always, and if, like, white characters are in there, it's always going to pivot to the white character. That's how it usually goes. But, like, it's so disrespectful. And Chanel deserves better. Like she deserves, Chanel and Raven deserves to be the focus. I'm so frustrated with this storyline because they're not doing anything. There is no like proper focus on Chanel, and I don't care about Johnny, so I'm not gonna mention him. So I'm all for Chanel over here, but like there's no proper focus on them. There's no proper focus on Chanel. We don't see her. We to an extension, yeah, the bakery, but still, that
That's not even fully real because, you know,
exactly.
we don't actually see the bakery set except for the kitchen when it needed to serve a plot.
So like we don't know. We have no clue who he is. We have some inkling on who Chanel is, but they haven't really dug deep with her either. And like I said, every time there's a black woman or black character or a character of color involved, and white characters are in the story, they're gonna be end up being the focus. Like when we had the triangle, it wasn't even. They focused a whole lot on the back and forth instead of like developing all of the characters. And then the whole Sloane's mother story happened. That was a focus. The focus was on Sloane and to an extent Paulina. And then what happened between that? Basically not a lot. Then this, the focus is basically on Holly and what's his name? Tate. And going back to when Raven was introduced, that story was more on Lonnie and Paulina and Abe.
She didn't even
Chanel.
get a chance to play in that story the way that she
Yeah.
should. Because Lonnie and Chanel should have been at least somewhat on her part, on Chanel's part, adversarial.
Yeah. But
That would have
they
been
have
great
never,
conflict to play.
they have had multiple chances to make her lead in her own stories, never taking the chance. And I don't know where we go from here with Johnny and Chanel. Obviously, we're heading towards an engagement. Spoiler
Which
alert.
again, I don't feel we earned.
And as a Charlie fan, it's not deserved at all, in my opinion, because we never got that. Never mind. I'm not gonna go all being bitter, but I don't think it's something
I
we.
mean, you'd be well within your rights to be bitter because they were done dirty just to serve, like. You're allowed to be bitter because Chanel and Allie barely aired until they had to prepare for Allie's exit, and they chose to exit her in the most offensive way possible. Like, you're allowed to be pissed at that. And then they immediately pivoted her into another relationship with Talia, which had its own offensive implications, and then right back into Johnny. So
Yeah.
it's like, you're allowed to be bitter, and if that bitterness prevents you from being able to ship her
Not that I
with
just don't
Johnny.
feel anything. And Johnny, like, yeah, there's some bitterness there. And then there's like, I feel they were done very dirty. But I can also see that they haven't done much with Johnny and Chanel either. So, in that retrospect, like, I can understand fans' frustration, but I don't feel anything for the ship. And yes, I acknowledge that the writing is not there, the investment is not there, but overall, I just don't feel it from them. And I think that's because Johnny is the main issue for me. I just don't feel it for him. I don't see it for him. Like he's not interesting enough. But do I think they deserve better? Yes. Do I care? Not really.
And
But I can.
honestly, with Johnny, they can just make him, they should just establish that he's a rich kid with a trust fund, living off his trust fund until he can make the movies he wants. In that case, make him the rich kid then.
He
and
should
not
be.
have him dressing like he just fell off the turnip truck.
He should have been as messy or even messier than Allie was. He should be a messy Demara. Instead, he's just dull as a wallpaper. And that's all I got to say for this storyline, honestly.
All right, so I guess it is time for us to move into our next headline, which is Steve confronts Constantine over his lies. Constantine covers by saying he owed bad people money and they kidnapped Victoria. Maggie kicks him out to protect her family.
Tony, this storyline is giving me a headache. I
I
hate the
don't,
storyline.
I, oh God, it enrages me on multiple levels. First of all, why is Steve here? Like, Steve and Maggie don't know each other like that, where Steve would be the one spearheading the "we have to protect Maggie" campaign. If this were John, would make complete sense. Especially given John's history with Victor, tie in John's history with Maggie, would make complete sense. Steve doing it when there's other things happening on screen with his child that could use his attention, a bit strange. It also doesn't help that this Constantine mess came out of nowhere. Like, this is a feud we've never even heard about. This is a lot. I don't understand why Teresa and Constantine are working together. I don't understand why Constantine thinks he would be entitled to a dime of Victor's money, let alone feel so pissed off that he didn't get anything that he now has to swindle Victor's widow. And I just, it's all just so convoluted, and I don't understand why this is the story they picked to jump off of Victor's death. Like, I don't understand.
Honestly, you just said everything I'm thinking. I have no clue what they're doing here. It's so fucking stupid all around. Like, I don't. Steve, go get a job. I mean, you have a job, but
He has a
please go.
job. That's
I
the
know, but
crazy
go
thing.
get a hobby. Oh my God, why are you here? Like,
But I mean,
your daughter is in town. Have you seen her? Do you
yes,
know
he
how she looks
has.
like? I know, Tony, I'm being like
No,
sarcastic.
I know, but it's like, but you're he should de he inserts himself in his daughter's mess when it's not needed. When it is needed, he's nowhere to be found.
Because he's in other people's business.
And you know
Even
what?
John
Honest.
has the like the common sense to go be home at like for the holidays. I think that they
No, he
have.
wasn't. They were in Greece for
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
but like they got home and John went home. Steve was going around on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, the fact that Thanksgiving lasted a fucking week is just, ugh.
Like John had the sense to go home. Sir, I need them to retire. I need senior citizen. Sir, look in the fucking mirror. You're a senior citizen yourself.
Oh,
Like,
yeah, like when he was talking about how he didn't think Constantine would be able to chase after the kidnapper, like,
he's 10 years older than like Steve Max. Like, I don't think he's older. He's that much older, like 20 years, like 10 years. Steve is like pushing 70.
and
Right?
can, yeah.
So, like, sir, why are we here?
I also wish we would have seen John and Steve in Greece. Because if you're gonna do this story, can we at least see them figuring things out and learning the truth so maybe we can actually understand why we're supposed to give a fuck?
I just, I. I don't know
Like
too.
I'm happy that Maggie has a story, because I know Suzanne Rogers was very worried that once Victor was gone, that Maggie's story would kind of disappear. So I'm okay that Maggie has a story. I just hate that this is that story.
Same.
The people, like, okay, if Constantine was, say, instead of like some random person we never heard of, let's say he was Justin's father, let's say. Make it somebody that matters.
Yeah.
Because this makes no sense at all.
I agree. It's just terrible overall for me.
And him and Teresa working together makes zero sense, which is why I fought against it, even though y'all were right. I fought against it because, like, it was not logical in my brain, and my brain rejects things that are not logical. And I just, like, you two didn't know each other before you walked into that room and saw that she had that briefcase and just randomly decided to work together. Like, what? I'm, why? Why are we here? Why are we doing this? Can we move on to whatever this is going to tie into relating back to the pawn? Can we just get there and end this mess?
Please.
Because I'm tired. I
And
am.
with that, I think we should move on.
Yes,
We
to
have
the end.
nothing on this story. Honestly, truly, it's so boring. It's so
Like,
terrible. It's
I'm
so.
sorry. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I know. Like, it's just that this story is just not it. If there are things you're liking about it, please let us know. And we will happily bring that up on the next podcast, because right now we are
It's
not seeing the vision. If you are seeing the vision, please enlighten us, because we need help.
Let us know in the
All right.
comments.
Yes. All right. Now, on to our last headline. Nicole sees her baby with Eric and is convinced he is hers. Holly convinces Eric to get a DNA test. He doesn't get to ask Sloane, who is dealing with Dimitri and Leo. Okay, I just want to start this off by saying all hail Arion Zucker. She is killing this story. Oh my God.
She's doing such an amazing job. I love seeing her in dramatic moments, like heavy drama. She's always going to deliver. If I were her and I recognized the baby, I would have snatched the baby and be like, fuck you. This is my baby. I'm glad Holly, actually, this is something I really like because she saw her mom being super upset and she just, whether it's gonna turn out to be like a match or not, like she just wanted her mom to bring that news
She
to
wanted
her
to give
mom.
her,
Confirmation, confirmation,
she wanted
that's
to
the
give
word.
her mom closure. Yeah.
Yeah, like this is, she just wanted her. Like to have that closure and confirmation that it's either hers or not. And I appreciate that. I like that Holly did something else for a change and helped her mom out and gave that idea to Eric and told him about it. And they decided, yeah, it's let's do it. And I'm curious, I don't care about the story, but I'm curious to see if we're going to find out the truth or not. Because Sloane couldn't have had time to change the test.
I'm guessing that she mistakenly grabbed EJ's toothbrush and not hers.
Oh, no.
It's just what I'm thinking, because it doesn't, because the toothbrush thing makes no sense. You're going to the hospital to have a DNA test. They literally could have swabbed her cheek.
Or hair, like a hair dean, like, or I don't know.
They literally, like, she didn't have to provide a sample. She literally could have given the sample at the hospital.
Oh,
So
that
that,
is gonna piss me off.
so she's going there with a sample is because they need a way to give them an out so that they can say that the test isn't a match and she can look crazy.
I'm gonna mute myself. I just want the story to be over with.
Because we have to get to the point where Leo is going to say, I know the baby is alive and I'm going to blackmail you. And that doesn't happen if the truth comes out next week.
That is gonna be frustrating because we are taking a horse age. Sorry, excuse my French, to get the truth out, and I'm just tired.
Honestly, it's not been that long. It
It's
hasn't even
not,
been
but
a full
like
month.
Sloan and Eric have been together for like almost an entire year now.
No, I know, but weirdly, this baby storyline, Salem time, is only 48 hours old. And
That's
in real
true.
time, it is only a month old. We just knew it was coming, so we're tired by the time it gets here. But it's not actually dragging. It's actually for this moment, it's kind of paced really, really well. For me, anyway.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just over. I mean, we've known for like since April when Nicole's was gonna be pregnant, right?
Yeah, we knew since April that Nicole was going to be pregnant. We didn't know anything about the switch or anything until the Day of Days promo dropped. And
Yeah.
then, like, I think a week or two after that is when it started.
Kind of had a feeling we would get here somehow. I just do not care about Sloane that much either. Why is she doing this all because of Eric?
The
He's a
one other thing I really will say that I like, though, is the fact that that child hates her.
But also I don't know. This whole story, Tony, it has moments in it where like I enjoy the performances or the moment, like the scenes between characters, but overall I'm just not caring about Sloane, for instance. Like, I don't care. She's
And I
not
don't
that
really care.
interesting.
And I don't really care about Dimitri either, to be honest.
I appreciate that he's more like who we first saw him as.
Yeah, like he's more menacing now than he was before. That is true.
And as always, I enjoy my commentary from like Leo.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Like they're finally starting to kind of balance how to write Leo where it works better for me.
Yeah. Such as.
Like he's balancing the emotion with the comedy. It's not all comedy and all just like references for the sake of references. Like it's things that make sense. You're actually getting to see the human being behind the caricature.
Yeah, I guess.
And I like that.
Yeah, because he. You can see that he does have like humanity in him, and he's just not a cartoon. And I want more fully developed with like his whole witty side to him. And I'm enjoying, honestly, Leo is the one I'm enjoying in this story.
Yeah, he is. And weirdly, I'm enjoying EJ too because I also feel really bad for EJ because when the truth comes out, he's not going to get his baby back.
Yeah.
And that downfall,
It's
oh
gonna be
boy.
interesting. If he's like, okay, whatever, that is gonna be such a letdown, and it's something I expect.
This needs to be his villain origin story, like his true villain origin story.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, and even to the, like, I just, and I wonder if the DNA test that is sitting in his safe right now is going to come into play.
Ooh.
Because Sloan didn't actually successfully switch those results, and they never read the results that were in that safe. So I'm wondering if at some point
Honestly,
the
Go ahead.
EJ's gonna find out the truth
He should
and
have
keep the
found out
truth.
the truth. Yeah, I think he should have found out the truth sooner somehow, and
Kept it a secret.
kept it a secret and like not blackmailed. Kept it a secret with Sloane. Like they should have schemed together or something.
That's actually where I thought it was going.
Same. But yeah. I do
So,
want to see how EJ reacts after all is said and done.
because the only people who are going to lose in this story are Sloane and EJ.
Yeah.
Because Eric doesn't lose a child because he has his child, and Nicole gains her baby back. It'll be very interesting if once Nicole and Eric reunite with their child, if they put Sloane and EJ together.
They might.
I actually don't think I would hate that.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see where they are. Obviously, we know Eric Cole is gonna end up together, but what's gonna happen to Eric and EJ and Sloan? Is Sloan gonna be around?
I think so. I mean, I know
We'll
she
see, I
shouldn't.
guess.
She shouldn't be, because in all honesty, she Sloane needs to wind up very dead,
Yeah.
and because not only did Sloane give EJ a child that was not his, she then took that child away and claimed it as her own. So EJ needs to kill her. Like, there's not even a way out of that. She needs to die two times over, at least.
I don't know if I would go that far, but at least she needs to end up in jail or something.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking if EJ is written as truly like ruthless as he is, as he should be, there is no way EJ would let her live
Yeah, that's true.
after that. That's kind of like from a normal person's perspective, yes, jail would be 100% enough, but if you're EJ DeMera and you were
That's
lied
not enough.
to, that's 100% not enough.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And one other thing, this is just a slight thing. DA DeMera just sounds wrong.
Yeah. It sounded right when like DA Trask, like it just flowed together. DA DeMera. No, I don't know.
Like, I'm sorry, there is no member of the DeMera family who should be representing the arm of the law in Salem. It does not compute. It is weird. I
Yeah.
don't like it.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue easily. I don't know.
And I don't hate Dan playing EJ as a lawyer. He just needs to be on the other side of the table,
Yeah.
not on the prosecuting side. He needs to go back to being a defense attorney.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. Shall we move on?
And this is actually our last headline. Do we have anything else we want to add on to this?
Let me see. I mentioned Holly. Nicole. Yeah, I guess we have s said everything. I don't have much else to say. I can see why it makes it like the whole thing makes it look like Nicole's crazy. And if the test results are going to show that it's not a match, oh, poor Nicole. And I don't say this quite often because the story has not made me in like the story hasn't truly made me a fan of everyone again. But like I do feel bad for
Same. But we can kind of bang through another news quickly, which there isn't much because this was a very slow week. Ava and Stefan begin to work together. Sarah changes Victoria's birth certificate to reflect that Xander is her father, and Alex and Teresa have sex. Do you
sorry.
have anything you want to say on any of this?
I was yawning while you read the whole thing, and no. I
Okay,
have
well,
nothing, Tony. I'm sorry.
nope, that's totally okay. I will just quickly cover everything. Ava and Stefan, nobody cares. The storyline is fucking terrible. Please kill Clyde and end our misery for everybody. Sarah changing Victoria's birth certificate was actually really sweet. I am really kind of enjoying the Sarah Xander rebuild. Like, this is working, and this is why I don't want Xander to lose his job at the paper, because he has a steady job, he has a steady apartment. Like, he can still be a bit shady, but he doesn't have to be breaking the law to make money, and I like that. And then Alex and Teresa have sex. Well, it's about fucking time they finally fucked, because I just am ready for this storyline to move.
I agree.
And that's basically it.
She said
Do
it
you
better than I could. Okay. I love my girl Ava. I love seeing her. Like Tamra, I just love her. That is my girl. That is my problematic fave. And I love her. She's problematic, but she's my fave. That's it. I just enjoy seeing Tamra Braun. Like, she's amazing. Y'all know that. Do not care about Sarah and Xander at all. This is another story. This is another ship. As much as I said it with Johnny and Chanel, this is another ship where they just throw scenes at them. Nothing about them has been like substantial for the last few years. No, maybe
Wait,
2 years.
Sarah and Xander?
Yes, nothing has, like, it just feels like they throw scenes at them. Like 2 weeks ago, they were at each other's throats. This does not make sense to me, Tony. We're not gonna get into a fight right now because we don't have time. But it just does not click.
Will just say I disagree, and I think that the thing that made them see sense was Victoria's kidnapping. It just happened really, really quickly, so the turnaround was odd. I think they needed to make
I get
Victoria's
that. It makes
kidnapping
sense.
last. They needed to make Victoria's kidnapping last a little bit longer so that the end result didn't feel so whiplashy.
It didn't even last a fucking episode. Like, it just feels like they just throw scenes at them and hope it sticks. It does not, to me. And I think to many others, of course, they have a lot of fans, but I'm saying it just, that's not how you make a ship. Like, yes, they go back a few years, but there's been this like up and down with them for many years that just do not make them compatible at all. I don't care, but it just something about them frustrates me so much. And it's the fast-paced type of storyline they do. Yes, they do it with all characters, and they have done it prior to them as well. But they just don't develop them at all. It's just like we're fighting. Okay, we're back together. We're fighting. We're back. Dig deeper. And Alex and Teresa, I do not care. I do not care. Lord, I do not care.
Like,
I
there's chemistry there, but
don't know.
again, the
I don't see the
storyline,
chemistry.
I do, but it's subjective. But the storyline, I don't understand why we're doing this. Like, if Teresa and Alex were just together to be together, fine, but Teresa trying to get his money, like, why? Just why? That's basically, that's where I'm at. Why? Just why?
Makes sense.
But do you have a praise or a shade?
Yeah, I'm gonna shade. And I'm just gonna say, wake this fucking show up. I'm tired. We're bored. Do something. Okay, the fire is coming up. So thank God. But still, I'm so fucking bored. Y'all cannot just have characters yap and talk for an entire week. Yes, things are happening, but not in an interesting way. This is boring. I'm tired. Y'all should not have me put this show on 2x fast speed with closed captions. That's how boring the show is. Pick up the pace. Maybe not too much, because I just complain that some stories go by too fast. But still, do some shit. Make this a soap. This is a parody. Come on, Days. Get your shit together. And that's my shade.
And my shade is going to pick up on that. There's a big pacing issue. Like, I get that Days in Salem last a horror's age, but there was zero reason that Thanksgiving needed to last as long as it lasted, considering nothing happened on Thanksgiving. You know, it's not like it's Thanksgiving where someone died, so it made sense that like that day lasted a while because you had to deal with the aftermath of that. This holiday, literally nothing of significance happened, and yet it lasted over a week.
And yet, it never lasted a whole month like J James E. Riley's Days would.
True, true. It just this week felt like it lasted longer.
Yeah,
Cause
because it was
it cause
boring.
yeah, cause listen, at least listen, yes, Valentine's Day 2004 lasted from Valentine's Day to St. Patrick's Day. But at least Doug and Victor died on that day. Like shit happened on that day.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing happened on this day. And that is where I'm just like, please fix it. And I think that's basically where we are in general. Fix it, Jesus.
Please, I'm so bored.
Let us hope that next week is better, y'all. And if you have any differing opinions and you think that we are too hard on the show, by all means, sound off in the comments. Let us know. If you agree with us, let us know. Just
Yeah,
sound off in
and
the comments and let
shippers.
us know.
Janelle shippers, Sarah shippers, if you want to find me, come in the comments. I'm just kidding. I love the Days fandom. I was gonna say I love the Days fandom, but I guess to some extent I
We
love
love our
y'all.
listeners. Let's
Yes, we love
we
our
love our we
listeners.
love our listeners, and we love when our listeners interact with us. So by all means, please do that more and let us know what you're thinking, because
Yeah.
if you're seeing some things that we're not, please enlighten us because we need the help. And on that note, do you have anything else you want to add, Ari?
No, I think I've been messy enough today.
All right, so we'll see y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.